So I have a little Zip Fizz that I take every morning.
Yeah.
It's, you know, the energy
Little
boost,
boost, sure.
B12 and all that.
Right.
And you drink a little bit of the water in the can down or the bottle to put it in. Well, then I dumped it in. I guess I didn't have enough water out of it, so it start overflowing. And I don't want it to spill over, whatever.
Yeah.
So I just tried to take the excess of the Zip Fizz off, and it was the straight powder
Oh, good
instead of the
Lord.
water. So that happened right before the show.
Oh,
So
that
that's
is.
why we're
That's
having a little,
intense.
we're having a little, we'll get it together. We'll get it together, and everything will be okay. But boy, that hit me hard. I thought you were going to have to open the show for a second. This is a,
I know. I was like, I don't know. Am I supposed to jump in now?
It's a
Where do
mess.
I jump in
It
on
was
this
a
one?
mess. So we accomplished a couple of things yesterday, Matt, because we got off the show yesterday afternoon
Yes.
and wanted to grab something to eat. Well, someone emailed me about a particular restaurant here in town, and that's where we went. And
That's
it
where we
was
thought we were going.
right. It was my turn to get into the Waymo,
Yes,
the
because you've never done that
driverless. I've
before.
never done that
Right,
before.
right.
And I was pretty nervous as we got in.
Which is so funny, man, because you were getting in, you're like, I don't know, and you were just like, oh, this is weird.
It is very weird. How is it not considered weird that there's no one in the front seat driving,
I don't know, but
and
I love it. I love it.
they are even anticipating what's stopping in front of you, about to get over, but then the car in front of them moves and they get back into the lane and continue to drive. Like, it is wild to
It
see
is.
that. Like, I'm taking videos.
Yeah, you're trying to
I FaceTimed my wife. She didn't pick up.
FaceTime
She didn't pick up. I took a video and I was going to send it to her. Well, we get to what the restaurant where we wanted to go to at first. Well, no. I take that back. Let's go in
Let's
chronological
go
order.
in chronological order.
So
So
we are staying downtown, and you are a couple of blocks west away from what looks like a watered-down version of Skid Row in L.A. It's
Yes.
not as massive as that area in
Right.
L.A.,
But
but you have a
it's
lot of people on the street sitting down, laying down, whatever.
a
They're
lot of
living
people
out
on
there.
drugs who are
Right.
just talking and screaming and to the
Yes,
wind.
a lot in that area, just a couple of blocks west from the hotel.
I mean, it honestly, it is jarring
It is.
driving through
I know. It really, truly is. So we get in the Waymo, and
that.
we have to go maybe not a couple of blocks, but a block to kind of navigate
Yeah.
ourselves through downtown. And as I'm freaking out because I'm in the Waymo and I can't believe that this is happening, that's all I'm kind of paying attention to, the screen that has all the images of everything that's
Yeah,
around.
all the sensing that it
We
sees.
have the music collection that you can, like,
Yes.
I'm just totally freaking out that I'm in this.
Yeah, and it is the weirdest part, obviously, is when it's turning and the steering wheel is just going around and around and nobody's in there.
And
And that you were freaking out
the
about that.
blinkers and just
That
everything, man. I was
was awesome.
totally freaking out.
Yeah.
So I'm totally engrossed in the Waymo and everything that's happening in there with my first time being in there. And as I'm doing that, all of a sudden I hear Matt say, "Is that dude peeing?" And so I look to my right, because Matt's looking to the right. I look to the right, and yes, there's a guy that's leaning against a tree.
Yes.
But he's peeing into the street.
Yes, and it is a—I mean, it is a
It
fountain.
is a
He's
heavy.
not—it's not pointed down.
No.
You mentioned it walking in. It's like the Calvin sticker from Calvin and Hobbes.
That's exactly what it looked
It's
like.
a full arc of pee.
And it's a lot. Like, dude hadn't gone number one in a long time. So he's leaning against the tree,
Right.
taking a leak. And as the car continues to go, we see this gentleman.
Dude.
And he has an elephant trunk.
He has the biggest snake that you've seen. And I look at it and I go, I
You
said,
said, "Oh my God, he has a hog." And you look over and go, "My goodness."
We're like, holy crap, what is that in his hand? It looked like a rocket launcher.
I
Jesus.
am not usually in the market of checking that out, but you could not see that, let me tell you.
It was like, I mean, I couldn't believe the size of that thing.
I can't wait for you to watch Dunkin' Egg Ep 2 now. You're gonna have the best time.
Really? I mean, we saw that in person, because that was,
It was incredible.
it was.
It was absolutely incredible.
So much so that He got the gaze as we still drove by. Like, goodness gracious.
It was like, in the amount coming out of that guy, it was as if it looked like a fire hose that had been unleashed.
It did.
I mean, it was incredible.
It was. And it was, when you have... When
you're kidding me. I mean, it was...
When you finally see in person one of the seven wonders of the world, you can't keep your eyes off of it.
I know. We're just like going by in slow motion. Like, what that? What is that?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, good Lord.
And just in... It was noon. California time. It was impressive.
It was
impressive that...
Just and, right on the street.
And
ping.
People walking by like...
Yeah.
We see this all the time, so it's nothing to us, and we're going, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I almost wanted the Waymo to stop.
Yes, we need to take a picture of
this. Stop, Waymo.
Put this in a museum. Look at that thing. Good Lord. Call the zoo a snake got out. I mean, that thing was unbelievable.
Someone's missing a boa constrictor.
I've never seen anything like that in multiple ways. The size and then the sheer amount of pee coming out of that guy was unbelievable.
I know.
Right on the street.
So, yeah, we laughed about that until we got to our first stop, what we thought was a restaurant to have lunch, but it was just that's where everyone will go and pick up the food. Wasn't even anywhere where we can go to sit down or even grab it. It's like you order online and you go pick it up. So now we're okay.
Man, we don't walking around.
Yeah,
for
we don't have anywhere else to go. And I had a buddy of mine suggest, my buddy Aaron, say Molinari.
Right.
Is a really good delicatessen. They have really good sandwiches. So we hopped in another Waymo. And it took us about 30 minutes to get out there.
Right.
And my wife wound up FaceTiming me when we were about to get back into the second Waymo. So I told her, hey, I'm in this driverless car. So I flipped the camera to show her, and she was, whoa.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
She was going crazy about it. So we get to the Italian spot, Molinari's, and man, it is pure Italian. You have to take a number, they call your number, you go and they ask you what you want. They're making your sandwich right there, and it was fantastic. What a great sandwich that was.
Yeah, and apparently, I mean, on the sign on the outside it says since 1896. And so not that exact place has been there, but they've been doing that. The family, the Molinari family, has been in San Francisco since 1896, running a deli.
I can see why.
In some form or fashion.
It was so good.
Right.
And, yeah, so we had lunch there and actually walked back because it was definitely on the edge of Chinatown.
Yes. And
so we walked through Chinatown back downtown to get to the hotel.
That was an experience.
About a 30-minute walk or something.
Yeah,
like
30-minute walk is a little over a mile. And, man, that was truly, while we were in Chinatown, it 100% felt like we were in a completely different country.
Any type of movie that you've seen that will depict Chinatown or whatever, that's exactly what it looked like.
Like a small town in China.
Right, right.
And it was
just the open-air markets and everyone walking around. That was a really fun walk, even to go through the tunnel to get back to downtown, because he asked, do you want to walk back? And I was like, okay, are we going to walk by
Hogman?
The Ron Jeremy of San Francisco. If we're going to walk through that area, then maybe we need to hop back in a rideshare. But he was like, no, I think we're on the other side of it.
Yeah.
And even when you go from Chinatown to downtown in that tunnel, it looks like a completely different downtown.
It's nuts.
Because you're walking by Louis Vuitton and Tory Burch and Neiman's and all the other stores. It was, you can tell the difference.
It was almost like being, if you've ever gone to Epcot Center in Disney World where they have the different countries, it was literally like leaving a country.
Well, that's true. Right.
And then the way that half the tunnel was painted and they have all, it says Chinatown on it.
It was
and
red
the other half
and then we went yellow.
It was yellow and it says Union Square, and it's like you emerge from the tunnel and you're a completely different country.
But
it was nuts.
Even just the downtown areas, you have so many different
little pockets
of it was wild to see just all the different. I'm really glad we made the walk back.
Yeah, that was crazy
just to kind of see and get the vibe of walking through
really
Chinatown and then going through downtown and right to the hotel and right back out to lunch. But man, what an experience that was. There are a couple of things I've always said I would vow not to do, and one of them was getting into the driverless rideshare car. But I did. I'm glad you did that, man. That was really fun. And it was safe. only one time I felt like I was in danger because that thing hit the brakes pretty hard one time.
Well, that's when we were going through the really bad area, and one of those dudes kind of just decided,
just walked out.
Yeah, he didn't care, and so the Waymo saw it and just slammed on the brakes.
I mean, slammed on it, and I let a few curse words fly when that happened. It was, you know, it was only about 4 minutes into the trip
when
we got
it was
the
quick.
full slamming on the brakes from that. But other than that, man, it was it's incredible to see how that goes and how, you know, the technology and shifting lanes and doing this and going back and figuring out what it's. I just don't know. I feel pretty good about being in one. Don't know if I'll just say, hey, let's go and get into another one. But it may be the way of the future. I don't know. But there's so many of them around here that you just can't. And even when we were Moose and I went out last night, had a couple of Frozen Awesomes and trying to get back downtown to have some dinner late. And we hopped in an Uber. We didn't do Waymo. We had Uber. And the traffic was so bad.
Yes, it's unbelievable.
Around here that we just ended it early and got out and walked the rest of the way because you just couldn't move. And with all the different activities that's happening now and all the streets that's being blocked. But, man, what a fun lunchtime that we had. And it is Friday here on Radio Row. Live at the Moscone Center here in San Francisco. And, yeah, the traffic is not as heavy as it was yesterday. A lot of people maybe who went out last night, who went to the awards, or
wonderful.
Maybe had a late night, kind of sleeping it in. It was really dead earlier today. It's picking up a little bit. They did have the Hall of Fame walk with Luke Kuechly and Drew Brees and Larry Fitzgerald here, which is kind of cool to see those guys in there. Just newly inducted into the Hall of Fame, make their way around Radio Row. And business is just kind of slowed down a bit.
A lot.
People are going to come in for the weekend to party and kick it. You know, we sat by a couple yesterday during lunch at, what's the name of that place again?
Molinari's Deli.
That as soon as I sat down, you were still waiting to get your food. And I came in and she asked me, are you here visiting or are you from the area? I was like, no, we're from Dallas, and they were from San Antonio, but they lived in Dallas.
Okay.
So just kind of talking to them about why they were here. I was like, you guys here for the game? She was like, oh, no, we can't afford to go to the game, but we are here to people watch and catch the vibe of the city.
Okay.
And I think a lot of people do go to the city knowing there's no way I'm going to get in the game, but, you know, maybe you can stumble into an event here or just go around and maybe go to the fan experience or catch a glimpse of someone walking around famous. That's and, you know, you have a destination city like San Francisco to come out and hang like that, and people are just going to come and try and get the vibes. But, man, you start talking about the prices of everything that's going on this weekend. San Francisco is an expensive city to begin with.
Yes, it is.
And then now you add the fact that it's Super Bowl week and everything is pretty inflated. I didn't ask where they were staying, but it kind of felt like that they were staying in the area where we were, and maybe that is a little less expensive than staying downtown. I would think
it would be. Yeah, it is. That area is less expensive, and there is that because I drove through that area the other on last weekend when I was going up into see some breweries north of San Francisco, and man, the amount of random little motels that are in that strip right there, it's crazy. There must be 40 different random one-off motels.
And just so tiny and small that if you see it, I may be a little bit hesitant to
say, oh, there were a couple.
Stay here.
That I can't remember the name of, but it would be like one of them, and I'm just making this up, but it's like Ray's Motel. You know, something like that. And you just look at it, you're like, really? I don't know about that place.
I know. It's like business, maybe resident, and then hotel.
Yeah,
and then
it's
business,
so strange.
And a little store, and then a hotel right here. So just the size of San Francisco makes it seem like they don't have the infrastructure to handle this, but they really do. It's almost like New Orleans. When you think about the sheer size
New
of
Orleans,
the city,
yeah.
Because, you know, L.A., Phoenix, Houston, those cities are huge, and you know they can. But these cities are just equipped for big events and conventions like this to handle all the traffic and all the hotel rooms and all that, to have this. But I'm a little bit surprised that it kind of – this is only the third time that they've had the Super Bowl here, maybe time number two?
Yeah, because they hosted Super Bowl 50 in Santa Clara when Levi's Stadium was new.
And I think there was a Super Bowl in Palo Alto, right? And I don't know if they considered that San Francisco.
Like way old school?
I feel like there was a Super Bowl in Palo Alto in the 80s. Am I making that up?
No, you're probably correct, I would imagine.
We need Bob here to
no,
tell us.
Yeah, 1985, you're right.
Okay, so 85 Palo Alto, so that I would say technically that's San Francisco area.
And that
and
was
then
the
Super
one,
Bowl 50, and then yeah, this it
was
one.
Stanford Stadium, yeah, and that was the one where San Francisco beat Miami. So it was the 84 season, but it was January of 85 was when they had it. Then, yeah, these two.
First one in the Bay Area, so... You wonder if this is going to be back in the rotation, but I do almost feel like that they're doing things to say it was a little bit of an inconvenience for you guys to be out here,
yeah.
So maybe not put us in the rotation to do this one again.
It's been interesting, and the one thing of it is if they do something again like this, and maybe they just don't have the infrastructure elsewhere to host this because this is the convention center. But the problem is the horde of people that are down here, staying down here, the traffic within a mile in any direction is the worst traffic I've ever experienced in my lifetime. And I'm talking worse than the streets in New York when you're in a taxi and stuff. This is unbelievable.
And it feels like that they're kind of used to it. So while I'm pretty sure this event and all the people down here has added to the traffic and is not this horrible,
yes,
even if you're in an Uber or a ride share or whatever you're in, you don't hear the bitching like you would if this was happening in Dallas. Because
no.
If I was in my car, yeah, and had to sit in that,
you'd lose your mind.
I would be disgusted.
You would lose your mind.
What was happening, right?
That's how come all the food delivery people out here, for whatever apps they work for, every single one of them has a little scooter. And it is... Because that place that we accidentally went to yesterday that we didn't realize was a pickup-only location, what'd you say, 40 scooters out there waiting on stuff?
More.
Maybe
yeah,
even more than that.
Just a few cars.
It's incredible.
All the scooters
incredible.
That are trying to get around.
Right.
If you have to sit in that traffic.
So we are in a holding pattern for Emmitt Smith. We are expecting, and we are not
10
minutes or so.
12 o'clock. All right.
All right.
You know what?
Yep. Okay.